The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombeye. It's that time of the early morning that we embark on our conversation on political, economic trades and bread and butter, particularly what is happening in Namibia, the continent of Africa, and indeed the global arena. Yeah, it's the 24th of April, 2026, 13 minutes past the hour of 6. And understand that every morning that you wake up, you focus on the game, and your goals, they don't care with your mood. They don't care with how you feel. But things need to be done at the end of the day. Things need to be done. And it's not about the weather. But it's about what is ahead, what are we aspiring to do as an individual and as a people, as a country, to say it's not about the weather, it's not about the mood, but can you continue doing the same thing for a very long time until you achieve that personal and organizational and indeed national developmental priority. So that should be your guiding principles, to say those who did what they could do best, they did not look at how they feel. They did not look at how their partner treated them, but they look at what they can do today to add one more brick to that goal that you are building. Yeah. It is quite important to look at to start with what is happening, especially in South Africa. South Africa, our neighboring country, continue to shock us again and again. But you know what have happened is that yesterday. Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, has suspended the national commissioner. That is the top cop. That is Feni Masemola. And replace him with General Puleng Dipane. And a lot of people were expecting you know, General Mkwanazi to be the acting national commissioner. But that is not how the cards of politics work. It is stated that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Thursday so suspended the national chief of police, that is Feni Masemola, because he was implicated in $20 million health tender. And that is equivalent to over 300 million rands a tender. And the chief of police has appeared in court and is also expected to return to court on the 13th of May, 12th the 13th day of May, with 13 others, including the well-known businessman Keta Matala. And we see how things are going to turn out. And I think Ramaphosa, he's playing his card. Some people are saying closer to his chest. But in the nature of politics of South Africa, I think, you know, there is nobody who will run for a very long time. But it seems like he's still holding his card very well until now. Because you cannot as people expected to say, no, let us put General Mkwanazi, Tantla Mkwanazi there as acting chief of police. Because in a system like that, if you put somebody with 100% integrity and 100%, independence can be also dangerous to politics, not only to somebody who is in power, but also to people around, because if the system is too rotten, you realize to say you put somebody who is failing to be changed by the system, that person is likely to be flushed out, or that person will cause a little bit of havoc. Go and read what happened in Kenya, particularly when a lot of people do not know that Patrice Lumumba, the professor, who always speaking a very good English and advocating of African Pan-Africanism. Now, at one point, he was a director of Anti-Corruption Commission in Kenya. And just a few days in the office, or a few months in the office, he wanted to arrest his seniors. I think he wanted to arrest the vice president. Yeah, I think the vice president, because even the current William Ruto, they were suspended. There was chaos in Kenyan politics to say, no, this guy that you put there as head of ACC, he must be removed immediately. That's why you always see that there is always some cautiousness, especially around politics, because politicians are very intelligent people, but they also understand that even people closer to them, they can be, implicated. But you also see that for sake of progress, you find out that some of the decisions people are not really happy with. But those who understand politics will be able to tell you. Because now in South Africa, you have acting national commissioner, because the national commissioner is suspended of the police. You have acting deputy national commissioner, because deputy national commissioner of the police is suspended. You have acting police minister, because the minister of police is suspended. Who else are you going to have acting? And it's quite dangerous, because you have a parallel center of power, because if somebody is suspended, he still has that title, and he's still thinking that he may come back to the office one day. That is why it's chaotic. Maybe we also have acting provincial commission, acting detectives, and the citizens will also become acting citizens. You start to see that something is not right. You can't have an acting police minister, acting, national commissioner, acting deputy national commissioner, and everything is just acting. Then you understand that the whole system itself, it's not correct. And there is a lot of public unhappiness, particularly criticizing the decision of the South African president to say, no, why are you not, who are you protecting? Why are you not suspending people that are implicated? Because somebody who suspended is also suspended with salary. You are just employed, but not really employed at that platform, not really having that power. And investigation in South Africa, they take long, and a lot of people are also looking at this one former CFO of Tswane municipality. It's a very young boy who is speaking a very good English there, cornered by Madranga Commission, especially to answer. And you really see that the system itself, you don't need speculations anymore. You can already see that something is not really right. And what if General Nkwanazi could not, what if he didn't publicly expose what was happening, because he was so scared that internal division within the security cluster in South Africa will start war against each other, because people are fighting for their bread, and where there is money, there is always trouble. What I've also seen is that I think there's something wrong with us Africans, because imagine somebody who is at the age of 36, and the vehicles that that person own is three times more than the quality of vehicles, the value of vehicles within his entire family. It's tough out there, but we are yet to see how things are going to turn out, to say if somebody who is charged with overseeing the police in South Africa is implicated, who else is more clean? If the head of a prison is implicated, for example, how safe is the prison? And that is a very dangerous thing to look into, because it's not only an office of high integrity, but it's also an office of carefulness. And I understand that even those who bring that case to court, they know exactly what they are doing, because you can't bring simple allegation to a public figure like that. There must be something that you know, here I'm going to win, because otherwise the state will lose a lot of money. And by the look of things, troubles are on the way, particularly when it comes to South African police system. And it's tough out there. South Africa continue to shock us. They are saying it's a movie. They are saying South Africa is a movie. You don't know what's going to shock you next. They are also saying it's it's a city. Today we are shocked by the suspicion of the chief of police. Tomorrow something else will shock you again. Another news that will shock you is that of the late president of Zambia. And this man will not rest in peace, because things that we do to our own is not right. Because the court in South Africa has ordered Zambia to return back the ex-president of Zambia, Edgar Lungu. And there is still ongoing fight. And this is somebody who died in around June there, last year. And until now, it's not buried. There is still a fight between Zambia government and also the family of Edgar Lungu. And we'll look into that, especially after the very short commercial break, to say what is this fight. And when South African court again indicated that bring back the body, things are not clear here. And there has been fight, and the fight is still continuing, and you just do not know when former statement is going to be buried, because the family is saying we want a private burial. The state is saying bring our person. He was the commander in chief here. And you just do not know. Let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll look at this and move forward.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo, o tukwe tira o special ange, tashake ngeje pa omarudi dayo loka, opone ujendi fenawa, nukumona oija mwili nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, nora itatu natu, bali o itatu watatu, oma filane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace.
I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are looking at what is happening, particularly in South Africa, to say the court in South Africa has indicated that the government of Zambia must return back, the body, of the late president of Zambia, Edgar Lungu, and, so there is a lot of things happening, and I understand that it will be almost a year, because Edgar Lungu died on the 5th of June 2025, and since then there was a fight and still fight between the family and also the state. And this can only tell us that if we keep on creating personal enemies, even complicate them with institutional enemies, you come to the point, even if you are all no more here, your families are still fighting each other. And this is bad for history. It's a very bad picture for history. It's also bad for the state and also bad for the people. And it's also testing the laws, either is international laws, or either is also the laws that of customary laws, to say who has power to bury their loved ones. Is it the state? Is it the family? And what is the law saying about that? And also, at what point is the state dictate that this person has to be but it this way. But I think the complicated thing is also that the person died on the other side of the country. Because when you look at these things also, but you also see it in Namibia, you find prominent people who said, I do not want that respect. I have to be buried at my family place. But that should be adhered to. But what is happening here? And you also, and I've also seen that there was a lot of analysis, particularly people praising, especially how Namibian government and also people have handled the arresting of the former MP, that is James Werikwa, to say the family have to take charge, and even the procession, it was done in their vernacular language. It says a lot about the respect and the individual get, particularly when the time of respecting them. But in at the higher level, we also understand that when the state is involved, things will become political. And if political become personal, then people are angry. And ask yourself this question: how is that bring division? How division was brought, especially by the death of Edgar Lungu in South Africa. We had to see how things will happen, particularly on that ground. Yeah. On the other thing is that The audition is done. Audition is done, especially with the UNSG. We have seen Macky Sall was there speaking French, and so indicating that he's ready to lead. He's ready to lead the UN. And there are a lot of analysis to say, how are you going to lead the UN? There's also a comparison to say, did you perform to the best of your ability when you were president of your country? And how is that going to contribute to your leadership at an international level? If you are not able to lead the constituency, how can you lead the region? If you are not able to lead the region, how can you lead the ministry? And if you are not able to lead the ministry, how can you lead, a state? If you are not able to lead a state, how can you lead an international organization? But you have to see. And there are also different school of thoughts to say, if somebody did not perform in the previous job well, doesn't necessarily mean that the person was not able to do the job. It could be also that the people that the person was working with, or it could be that the system has outperformed or has rejected him. Because there is a saying that if you come to a rotten system, it's unlikely that you are going to change the system. There is a high chance that the system will be able to change you. Maybe, let's see. Because the records are there to say, if you look at Macky Sall and also his presidency, after he left the administration, there was a discovery of over 10 billion US dollars that were not reported, particularly in government debt. But it could be. And there are different school of thoughts, particularly in leadership, to say if somebody is not able to perform in the previous job, this person doesn't necessarily mean that this person was incompetent. It could be that the system itself was so difficult. But bringing Macky Sall to the UN system that is run by international diplomats and well-experienced technocrats, maybe he's going to thrive if he wins that post. Maybe he's going to thrive. Because there was a comparison, there was one CEO in Namibia who at one point was having a very big post. Having a very big post, I think 5 years ago. He was having a very big post in international financial institution, and the person was brought to Namibia to say, come and work out this. But you have seen the leadership expert are saying, no, this guy is not, we have expected more from this guy. And he's not performing, he's not even meeting the target, and he's not even passing the probation. But other analysts came in and say, no, it could be that this man is too good. It's only that this system is beyond the repair. That's why it's even not accommodating him, because he was used, because this person was performing very well, was getting awards, was performing very well at an international financial institution. He was doing very well, was having a greater post there. But when he come back at home, things are not going well. Then people realize that no, it could be that the system too. Maybe that those are also some of the things that we need to change when we are also analyzing our leaders. Let us also look at the system they are operating into. Are they dealing with, red tapes every day? Are they dealing with a complicated system where you find out that the accountant is more powerful than the director? There are things like that. If you look at the history of local authority, you find out that you find a very powerful accountant who has been there in the system for more than 20 years, who can say, no, I'm not going to do that, or who influence decisions and tenders. And even you can come and say, I'm the one who is in charge, you are only in charge symbolically. But because how the system is operating, you find out that people are not able to do it. Let's hope Macky Sall, if he wins, and I want him to win, I want Africa to lead, not only to lead at that platform, but also to transform itself, because you cannot speak about Africa being part of the UN Security Council if you don't have somebody who will lead there. If he win, if other people win, it's also good. But we have to put the cards on our person, because it's going to be unfair if you are not supporting who is on your who can drive your interest, that understand you, because you have suffered a lot, and I cannot wait for maybe an African to lead the International Monetary Fund, because they gave us World Trade Organization. It seems like World Trade Organization is not really that influential, particularly in transforming international financial system, because if you look at if you look at the leadership of WTO, we have our lady there, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala from Nigeria, a well-known international development economist. But look at that influence, particularly Africa, when it's coming to trade laws. You ask yourself a question to say, why Africa, we are still trading minerals at different prices? And you really say that let's maybe hope we have somebody again at UN, because Africa had a history of well-performing SG, apart from Boutros Ghali. Kofi Annan was one of the most peaceful leader of the UN, and things were moving. But let's see what Macky Sall will do if he win. But let's also see other candidates, how things are going to turn out. Yeah, moving forward, seems like Iran and USA are still on each other's neck. And I also start seeing that Israel is saying they are ready to fight, but it seems like US is trying also to find its way out of this war, because it's unproductive. It's not taking us anywhere. But it also it's an indication that Iran is also preparing itself, and you do not know what will happen, because when you look at the current records, is that Iran is also seizing the ships that are not complying with the laws of the Strait of Hormuz, because they still have power and they still have speed boats. Because if even if you know, there's something that you know is really not sounding so well. It sounds like a victory, but when there was one press conference that the US did during the time of the war, and people were laughing, and we watched this thing and we think it's a movie. And the Secretary of War in USA stood up and said, "Look, we are sharing the sea with Iran, but we are occupying the top, and they have half of the bottom." It means that they took down over 100 ships, and when people are saying 100 ships and boats, these are military equipment, and out of those 100 ships, it means that there were people there. And people don't say this to say, "No, we are sharing the sea, but we are sharing the sea with them, but they are at the bottom." That means that we killed over 100 people. Not even 100, because you can't operate a boat when you are only 100. Many people within the Navy, they say, "No, we put them at the bottom, and the fish are thanking us because we turn them into submarine." It means that this is a distraction. But one thing that the tactic that Iran have used is speed boats. To say speed boats are very difficult too. They are like rabbits followed by or chased by dogs, because they are very fast and can turn any time, and very difficult to pinpoint. You cannot target them. That's why even the US, they say, "No, this one, they waste our to waste our resources. But now these speedboats are the one which are controlling the Strait of Hormuz, because they are firing on bigger ships, particularly those who are not complying, because one rule, comply and pass through. Or if you don't comply, they'll fire at you. But there is still preparation for negotiations to happen, especially between Iran and the U.S., looking at that ground. So let's also look again at the short commercial break, then we can continue. Understand that the Villager newspaper for today is out, and we'll also be able to, give you a snapshot of what's happening, particularly within the Villager newspaper, and get context, especially when the president of the country is all look at the fish industry, because the fish industry is one of the most complicated, difficult cases in the Namibian history. If you want to see that there is complication of system, look at the fishing industry. Look at the complication there. And look at how people were hit. But it seems like the president also taking steps to bring about reform in the fishing industry due to high-level corruption, due to mismanagement of our resources, disorganization, and few people benefiting, and other the expenses of others. Because if you look at the history of Okapare fishermen, if you look at the history of Okapare fishermen, you really start understanding that it's not only about the illegal strike, it's also about the laws which were so complicated to that extent that few people were using those national strategic resources for their own advantage over others. And a lot of people have suffered. There is a study done by IPPR. I think that was headed, that research was championed by Esther Batera, one of the researchers in that aspect, speaking about what people have gone through. But you really ask yourself a question to say, how did it took so long for the government to understand that a lot of things need to be done very fast, particularly in the fishing sector. And these are things that will continue haunting Namibian service delivery and also development, especially if you have somebody who understand the law but decided to use a certain loopholes that other people continue to suffer. The aspect of fishing sector is also the aspect of the mining sector. And there's also a little bit of some things which are coming out, particularly when it deals with the veteran of the struggle. Me, I did not understand that there were different, structures within the veterans of the struggle. Then you also start to see that something somewhere is not clear, and it need to be addressed, because we need a societal cohesion and people to be respected, and those who did not do what need to be done to be dealt with, not only by the law but also in terms of paying back people that are so hurt so much, because that is the only way that you're going to develop. Because if you have a society that has people that have grudges on each other, it will not work out. There will be continuation of sabotaging. If let me say you have somebody who have seen his father suffering due to, just giving an example, maybe exploited within the fishing sector, and this person work and have seen his father suffering, or maybe also died through depression or of what have happened in that aspect, just to give you a practical example, and by the grace of God this person happened to study so hard and become somebody in the society, this person will still have that dark history in himself, and can still sabotage, because he still want to fight within the system. Still sabotage, and it's bad for history in the long run when people use the system to make sure that they solve their problems. It's the same thing that somebody can also come up with a law of scoring his personal battle. Look at the argument that we have been put forth to say, how come somebody stole one kettle and is given over 30 years or 30 years in jail, and somebody who has killed two people, one person, were given 10 years or 5 years in jail. How is it that? Then you understand that you can also trace it back to say it was so personal that somebody who was hit or somebody whose farm was destroyed or whose cattle were stolen became to be a lawmaker and convinced others to say, guys, let us punish these people. Then at the end of the day, it's become so personal to that extent it cannot even balance with the reality of what needs to be done. But that is the context that we really are going to look at, and we also need to look at that, particularly when you are going to unpack what is in the Villager newspaper. Let's go to a short commercial break, then we can come back shortly. But before that, remember that today, from the hour of 7 there, we'll be in conversation with Euphemia, especially when we'll be speaking about techniques of business networking, the importance of business networking, what are some of the right methods in networking, and also what is the difference between strategic networking and also just knowing people, and looking at that context. Stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 8. However, you can still communicate with us. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngino wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. and we'll continue to look at what is happening in the continent of Africa. And there is, you know, there's something I don't understand, especially with the Democratic Republic of Congo, because there is a lot of good news coming out there, which are too good to be true, and which make you to ask a question to say, what did you do to get those things? You know, it's like in the African context, if a very young boy just left the village and after 2 years come back with almost everything that the man could acquire, but the elders have to come and sit to say, no, let's sit. What did you do so that you can become so rich within two years? Something is not correct. Because there's always speculation in African tradition. You understand what I mean? There's a lot of things to say, no, it's not right. What did you do? But you know what's coming from DRC is that DRC, first Eurobond draw, massive demand. They stated that Democratic Republic of Congo has made a remarkable entry into international financial market. The country raised 1.25 billion in its first Eurobond issues, with investor demand nearly four times greater than the amount sold. And something is not right there, especially when it comes to Democratic Republic of Congo, to say now what's happening in Congo, there is no more conflict. You don't know who, the question is that who is leading that that country. And one may also say that sometimes if you are cornered and your fellow statesmen are not assisting you, at some point Tshisekedi decided to renegotiate with the US and many other also countries for protection and also for the safety of his people. But the question is to what expense? Because there is a saying to say now the country has raised 1.225 billion US dollar to look at it's a euro bond, and the fund is also looked at you know, financing of several infrastructure and projects. But there is also an indication to say investors are demanding nearly four times greater than the amount, and the interest that is going to be paid is a bit high. And you know, there's a lot of thoughts of what will happen in the long run. Is this a right move, or is it a bad move? And also understand that DRC was the only country also which was indicating to say, let us do better trading. If you look at 1 year ago, especially the relationship with China, they were saying, no, build us infrastructure, so we just give you minerals. You really see that the country is struggling to make sure that it gets things in order, to get its things in order. Because better trading is not a problem. The problem is when you do not understand the value. The problem is when you are still a raw material exports. Even if you are exporting billions and trillions, you still do not really understand, because you are only looking at the kgs, but you are not looking at what will happen. Because look at it this way: had it not been because of DRC and few African countries, you will not have the F-35, you will not have the iPhones that you guys are using, you will not have advanced radar system, the drones that you see. Those are our things. It's only that we don't have them. Those are African things. The materials that are used there, if you go and do your research, you understand that most of the advanced technology, when people speak about rare earth minerals, they speak about Africa. And also understand that Namibia too is in the top 10 of potential rare earth and critical minerals in Africa. Look at African mining, research, and you understand that that is how wealthy we are. That's how wealthy DRC is. And there is a saying to say the wealth of DRC, as we are speaking now, is between 20 to 30 trillion US dollars. And that is the wealth of DRC, equivalent to the economy of United States of America. But the country's low income economy, poverty is striking, people are disorganized and division everywhere. And the politics is politicking and less innovation happening. And there is always a pit to pot that is continuing, especially within DRC and also other African countries, Namibia too. We may speak about other countries, but we also have a pit to pot. And I really wish that our government will really represent us very well, especially at the upcoming EU Namibia Business Forum, especially looking at the aspect of the national threshold in terms of business partnership, and also the aspect of, value addition. To ask those critical questions, to say, no, man, colleagues, you've been working with us for 36 years, but we want now to also stand up, because if we continue to be like this, it will be another 200 years, just us be pit to pot. And I like what the president has said, to say, no, this thing of exporting raw materials, she speaks so well about mineral beneficiation and value addition. Let us do that. And also to say, why Namibian businesses, they are only entering at 5% and 10%? That is not how joint ventures are working. That is not how partnership is working. 2% of 98, 15% of, 85. No, it's not correct. It's not right. At least if they are not, they must be assisted to say, let's find a way that gradually.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
That eventually we are going to change. So let us look at a short break. Then we can continue with the conversation, particularly when we are going to engage our guest this morning.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ifurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitika mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwe tira o special ange, tashake ngeje pa omaru dewi dayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nukumona oija mwiri nawa, ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel
anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated to you, dear listeners, that today we'll be joined by Euphemia Handia, especially to look at the art of strategic networking in a business, and also what entrepreneurs need to do, especially when it comes to business and also networking, and what is the right techniques too, especially that we need to look into. Euphemia Handia, thank you very much for joining us at Early Morning Scoop. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, we are very happy to have you too. Let us look at networking. Let us look at how to network, particularly to entrepreneurs. You know, when somebody entered into business, we want to be known by people. We want influential people to come closer to us. We want mentors. But we also find it difficult to say, how do other people make it? From your perspective, how do you define networking for business excellence?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
When it comes to business and networking,
yeah,
I would say you showing up constantly on social events,
yeah,
gala dinners,
mm,
you know, as a business person,
yeah,
make sure that every event that has to do with business,
yeah,
you are present.
Okay.
Don't be everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't be with anyone. But anything that adds value to yourself as an entrepreneur, make sure that you show up there.
Mm.
Because if you also create your own spaces, you know, we don't belittle yourself, I would say. Because if other people can host, say they can host social gatherings, you can as well, as a business person, host something small like gala dinners, get yourself known, get yourself out there in the light, you understand?
Yeah. Now let us look at young entrepreneurs. There is always a bit of a confusion, especially between knowing people, getting people's numbers, or real networking. Because I was giving an example of somebody who talked to 20 people at an event and spending around just 2 minutes within everybody. How do you advise somebody who can go to a very big event and want network? Is it right for me to pick 3 people that I identify with qualities, or can I take as much numbers and cards as possible? What is your advice on that?
Okay, I think having multiple business cards does not help. And also, when it comes to networking, it's not necessarily up to you to point out which one is the right person in terms of mentorship. But when you present yourself correctly, I think listen more, you know, when you are at events, listen more and see. When you listen, people will figure out that you are the right person, because at the end of the day, even if you say collected 20 business cards, what are you doing with this business card? The other mistake we do as entrepreneurs, when we are around other, let's say the mentors, people that we look up to, people that we so much want to be like, because we all have that. At least check up on them, not just the high, but keep the communication also, and make sure that it is strictly on business. I think that way they will see your quality.
Mm-hmm. So I should keep the track of their birthday, so when they're in trouble, so I can wish them a good luck, or what do you mean?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, yeah. On wishing them luck.
Yeah.
But hey, you keep it so that when you have small events, like I've mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
When you maybe have a small event, invite them. Mm. When you have launched a new business idea within your company,
yeah.
Invite them, let them know. You know, that way they find your potential.
So it's not only about going to them when I need something.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Now let us look at the presenting of an entrepreneur. We see a lot of young Namibian entrepreneurs. They attend the event, but we are not taught about these things. I remember the first time I attended an event. It was an event after university. Then we were just talking. I don't know. I was given cards. I thought the people want to bring. I did not know why they are giving me cards. But I started learning later. The person is meaning that call him when you need something related to that conversation. Now let us look at the presentation of ourselves. You know, there is a young lady, a graduate there, who has a very good business idea, or maybe started a salon and enter this business event. Does she need to go and hire the most expensive heels and dress and all these things that they put on to look up to standard, so that the person can be coming closer to those people that they know? What do you mean when you say present yourself well so that people can come to you?
Okay, well, I think this is more your quality, mm-hmm. your personal quality.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with you being expensive or wearing expensive.
Yeah.
I will give a practical example of myself.
Yeah.
When I attended the cross-border e-commerce in China,
yeah.
And I met up with the CEO and founder of Alibaba. We
yeah.
all know the Alibaba.
Yeah.
You know, he is the CEO and he is the founder. And I approached him because I know I'm also the CEO and I'm also the founder of L Trading, you know. And I knew that we are at the very same level, even if in terms of, not in terms of money, obviously,
yeah.
but I know that his potential is my potential.
Yeah.
You know, so it was my confidence.
Mm.
It's my confidence. It's the confidence that really matters at the end of the day.
Yes. So
be confident in what you want, in
yeah.
what you do.
But that is a very important thing, especially about confidence, because some people's names are more than life. But I realize that some people, they look unapproachable, but they are quite approachable. But now, how do you advise somebody who is very young out there, who have mm-hmm. seen somebody who can advise him, but there is always self-doubt, because human beings, we have a fear of being rejected. How do you build confidence from, because you don't just become a CEO of your company, you also started somewhere. How do you build confidence so fast so that you don't get late when other people are grabbing opportunities?
Okay, I would say the moment you have figured out who you are and what you really want in
yeah.
terms of your business.
Yeah.
I really understand, especially in our market in Namibia.
Yeah.
We have so many companies, or I would even say ministries.
Yeah.
That want to compare a person that has just started business yesterday.
Yeah.
That is somebody that started selling bricks yesterday, and
yeah.
they want to compare this person to pub covets.
Yeah.
I think these are also the people that need to add up to our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment you respect my business as like a small business that is yet to grow,
yeah.
I'm going to have my confidence. I'm going to have my confidence. So I would say to anybody that wants to start, it doesn't matter how people are going to look on you. My friend, your confidence comes first. Your confidence is the goal.
Okay, I like the way you stated out there. Now, let us look at common mistakes that entrepreneurs do, because through my observation of life, I have seen that there are people who really want to connect to people, but they make mistake. I wanted to get it from entrepreneurship point of view. How do young entrepreneurs, particularly those who are starting, what mistake do they do, especially when they approach the networking part when they approach people, because you see, a person can talk to you to say, no, I met this guy, we talk so well, but the person is not even picking up my phone anymore, the person is not returning my email, and I don't know, maybe the person is doing what, maybe the person ran out with my ideas. There's always a fear in Namibia to say somebody ran away with my ideas and all these things. What do you think, entrepreneurs do wrong, especially when they approach networking, especially to people that they want to learn from or being mentored?
Okay, one mistake I have seen with fellow entrepreneurs is that a lot of people don't like to be taught, Yes. So if you are teachable, then you are good to go. Don't know it all. Even if you have been in this business for the longest, there is always somebody that knows better than you. Yes, but it doesn't mean just because somebody is mentoring you knows better than you. Obviously, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if somebody is trying to mentor you on something,
yeah,
just listen, be teachable.
That's
what I would always say. And then when you when it comes to presentations, when you approach people or when you come to events,
yeah,
always show up constantly. Don't always be somebody that was seen at an event in Feb, and then there's another event in March, you don't come, in April, you don't come, you know. At least make it a habit. Make it a habit, and then also be very specific on how you work. Be very specific. I would give an example of nowadays we do advertisements or other things. Let me say by using WhatsApp status, for instance.
Yeah.
Now, on your first page, you are selling lotion. The second page, you are selling blankets. The second page, you are building houses.
Oh, you have car wash.
Yes, the third one, you have a car wash. The other one, you are selling houses.
Yeah.
So now these people wonder, what does this person really want? What is this person really doing? You are confusing the customers. You are confusing the investors. They feel like you have not made up your mind yet as to what exactly you want.
Okay, Euphemia, just hold on for a while. We're going to a short commercial break, then we'll continue. Just hold on.
All right.
Stay on the line.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Step right up to ShopRite's Big Low Price Carnival, where the deals are big and the savings are even bigger. Get show-stopping deals, like 750 mils homegrown cooking oil blend, 2 for only 60 Namibian dollars. That's a big deal. And 2-litre Brooks Oro Squash Concentrate, all variants, for a low 36 Namibian dollars 99 each. Valid until 10 May 2026. Don't miss out on these unbelievable savings and more at the Big Low Price Carnival, only at ShopRite. Plus, you could stand to win one of 250 trolley dashes. Simply buy any 3 or more participating products and stand to win with ShopRite's Big Low Price Carnival. Competition ends 7 June. T's and C's apply.
Yeah, we are continuing with the conversation at Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at the issue of strategic networking and everything that, you know, affect our bread and butter. We have Euphemia on the line, especially speaking about networking and common mistakes that you know, entrepreneurs do. Now, Euphemia, let us look at let's continue looking at that part of not being known to do almost everything, and you are specialized in nothing. You said it's confusing customers, and what other things can you end on that point?
I would also advise,
yeah,
in terms of marketing and networking, you know, I am not saying don't be everywhere in terms of businesses. Because, yes, you should run multiple businesses. But I think the best thing to do is to concentrate on a few things.
Yeah.
See how that one is going to be settled, and then you can start another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What I mean is, maybe you should start doing, having a takeaway and a cook shop before you start selling bricks. Otherwise, if you then combine the three, advertise some or make yourself known because of one, and then you proceed to the other one.
Now there is one thing I want to get into, because when you get I know you have a lot of contacts and people that you met maybe 10 years ago or so on. When is the point that I don't want to say the network has expired, or I mean the connection has expired, but let me say you want to be mentored in strategic planning, for example, then you know, so you met somebody who is good at planning and all these things, and you have done well into that aspect. Can you really say, okay, thank you very much, we are done with this one, then I have to park this network? Or somebody that I start with, you can still continue being with that person and continue keep that relationship? How do you define being mentored in one area, and also relationship, how long can it continue, or is a lifelong thing?
Okay, I think, as I've mentioned earlier, that always be teachable. When I was referring to this, I meant always be teachable every time. So if somebody have mentored you into something and now you have become a professional on it, it doesn't mean you now have to get rid of the or cancel contact with this person because you now have what it takes. You should continue with this person. Yes, let this relationship be continuous, because what you might have learned from this person 10 years ago, this person might have more knowledge now. Understand? So when it comes to networking, have contacts for the longest. Yes, for the longest you can.
Now let us look at the relationship between networking and also the business revenue. How can you convince somebody? How can you translate networking to business revenue, especially in the current space that we are? What is the relationship? How do you convince somebody who is just coming into the entrepreneurship world, networking and business revenue? How do you attach to it?
Well, I would say, if you start something that you know you really want, and then you need to make sure that you accomplish it, indulge it. Make sure you are doing it and you are willing to finish it. Irregardless, there are so many challenges that I probably cannot figure out or point at right now.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be something that is going to put you down and say, oh, no, maybe this is not working for me, or maybe this is not for me. But be there, I would say.
Yeah, now maybe just one more question before I let you to continue doing what you do. I want you spoke about meeting Jack Ma. I want to get the picture, especially what is one thing that you have identified from Chinese business people and Namibian business people, and what can we learn from them? It's general question, either work ethics or either what they do well that we need to learn from them. What is one or two things that you can really say them, if you travel to China, they are doing better than what we do here at home, particularly in Namibians?
Okay, one thing that I would say I admire so much about the Chinese in terms of enterprises, is that, point number one, the Chinese government. They really make sure that they train everybody, on a business level from a very young age, which means everybody, by the time they reach 15, they already know what business is, what to do about it, what to do and where to go.
Mm.
And then for as long as you have an ambition, you have a dream, then their government will make sure they meet you halfway and your goal is reached.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the comparison, I know that we cannot really compare the two countries because Namibia is still developing and China is developed. But I know that our main goal is to be developed one day. But, you know, we have so many people in Namibia that have they've bold or wild dreams. And are ambitious. You can see the edge for this person to do something. But then it's just nobody that is helping. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to approach. Because I feel like we don't get, they are not informed.
So the information is not yet out there, especially to empower them and to support them.
That is correct. They don't know who to approach on anything. Do you understand? There are so many people until today that still don't know where they should go when they want to register their businesses. I don't know how maybe that can be rectified, but I think it's something that our government should look at.
Okay, just the last one. This one is out of the networking part. It's just something that I was speaking about the whole week in that in business. You can choose to answer it or you can pack it. I was speaking about Namibian business people and also international businesses. There is always aspect of the government of Namibia is encouraging people to enter into joint ventures with international companies, but we started seeing that. There is a little bit of unequalness, especially in those ventures. You just find out that Euphemia business has 2%, but me from Pakistan, I have 98%. What do you think? What do you think lead to Namibian enterprises to negotiate so low? Is it the materials that they have? Is it the human capital or the resources, particularly when they enter into joint ventures with international companies?
I don't think I can answer that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. No, no, no. It's okay. I was just trying to get it because the question that I really tried to understand in that aspect. Now, finally, I always ask people to give advice. So there's always somebody out there who may have a bigger ambition than anybody else, but they are scared of starting. They are scared of entering into that space, or they have a lot of doubts, or just the circle that they are, there is a lot of setback, especially our graduates, either in tech or any other. What advice can you give to a young entrepreneur out there who just still have it in mind, but there is already this barrier, particularly the mind and what people say about business, especially, you know, I'm very curious, especially in Oshiwambo culture, if you tell your parents you want to become a business person, they will say, not there, not now. What is your advice?
I would say, you know, starting a business or becoming a business person is a decision that one has to make and that one has to stand on. Now, if you want to start a business, and I would say don't listen to the discourages. Yes, there are losses. Every business makes a loss, but eventually there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. So say, being a graduate cannot also stop you from starting your own business. Approaching other business people that have already, let's say, find somebody that you look up to and just, you know, I'm sure we've got so many good people, even in Namibia, that you can just, walk up to and say, I have seen you doing this. I have seen you achieve this. Can you please ask me as to where can I start? And I think I'm shy to speak to CEOs. How do I get rid of this? How do I become confident? You know, so find someone, as long as you know that you're finding somebody that is, we've got so many people that are not so good. I'm not saying it's good, but you know, find something that empowers you, something that encourages you.
Indeed, indeed.
And then look up to that person. Let that be your starting point and take it from there.
Yes, Euphemia Handia, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we appreciate your valuable input, and thank you again.
Thank you so much, David, for having me.
All right, shap shap.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that is Euphemia Handia speaking about strategic networking. Don't be known for everything, but don't also be in one space. You must be known and approach networking with confidence. That is what you can learn, particularly in that aspect. To say networking is not about the amount of numbers you are getting. It's about can you keep the relationship for a very long time? Do you know exactly what you want? And are you also confident enough? And in the Namibian culture, if you are a black Namibian person, particularly if you have to give it that way, tell your parents to say, I want to do business. You want to become a business person. There is little disencouragement in that aspect. If you few of them who can say, my kids, they will do business, I will support them whether they go down or up. You find that, you find somebody who get money. You find, a mother can go to retirement, the parents can go to retirement, or people can earn a certain amount of money. But just instead of saying, let me give my kid this amount of money because this one is so business minded, it's not yet there. Because of, I think it's a decoloniality of mind too. And the system also to itself now is starting expanding, but it has never been like that. Especially when it comes to, business. Remember there was, one trending thing online when, this guy, this, you know, Nigerian actors, Aki and Ukwa, one of them was given money by the parents, and I think he used the money. And I was asking to say, where did you put the money? I did business. Say, no, I did business. Oh, we are doing business. The money is coming. We are doing business. And that is the biggest insult to an African parent if you have used up the money for business and it did not work out, because to them it's a scam. But yeah, let's look at a short commercial break. Then we look at our e-paper. And continue.
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite ofoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa, ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali, ileko mberewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, oma filane Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombeye, and we are looking at issues of economic development, and looking at that aspect. It's quite important to look at what is happening in the Villager newspaper, especially when you look at the affairs of business. It stated that on top of the page, 78 of 148 submissions are eligible for CIF funding, especially in that aspect of, green hydrogen. It stated that the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program has revealed that following its call for project proposal last year, out of 148 submissions, 78 of the submission are eligible to be funded by Climate Investment Fund, CIF. And that is it's a very good thing. Let us see how the projects will be. And also let us see how the projects will be in that context, and also how they will bring about changes, particularly in that area of, green energy, and how they will bring about, changes either in environment. Understand that there was a time I was here with Musheko. Understand that Namibia have secured access to around $250 million in consensual climate finance, and that is in US dollar. It's equivalent to 4 billion, Namibian dollars. Especially if there are those who have projects that they want to be funded. And it's money. And when Musheko was here, I was asking to say, can somebody apply for 1 million? Say, no. Speak about money. But I think if Namibia can take an opportunity to look into that, not only about project, but also about creation of employment and real impact. If you have a project on solar, and let's hope another round will come, so that those who strategically position themselves to expand, their interest in that area would definitely use that economic insight to get into that area. The money is there. The question is that do you have enough information? The question is that do you have enough, well-arranged documents? Can you present your proposal? And what about those who are winning? Are you also able to win? Page 3. This month end magic from Woman Block. The month end magic. That is your sale of feed cake wheat at 139 Namibian dollars. Just 10 kg. You have a Kadila mixed portion of chicken. The 4 kg. at 194 Namibian dollars. Then you have other products, 2 liter Coke, just at 21.99. And yeah, you look at page 4, Namibia fishing sector require effective management. The president has decided to visit the Rongo region, especially to look at that issue of fishing sector. And the president is very frank to say we need effective management, because the fishing sector economy is a key strategic national asset, and also calling for Namibian people to benefit from that sector. You'll be able to see that if you look at the history of the fishing sector, you really have people that have been just getting quota and they're not utilizing them for the benefit of the people. And if you see a scandal, Katusha said is an economic scandal. This is also one of an economic scandal, especially where you see it's the only sector in the Namibian history that brought two ministers in jail until now. Minister of Justice, former Minister of Justice and former Minister of Fishery. And key government, key players in the, government, the businesses, SOEs into jail until now. And it's one of the sector which put really Namibia down, particularly when it's come to the rankings of transparency. But I understand that the sector is still complicated. There are still complications. There are still misunderstanding between the Okapare fishermen and also allocation of quotas. They have been complaining. I remember the other time the Minister of Justice was saying, no, we cannot give people this redressing finance when they are not doing anything. But you also see that even that who try to understand this sector, it requires you to have a high level of concentration, because it's complication after complication and cases after cases. And you also see that with my little research I have done in that fishing sector, you also see that even the demonstrators themselves, even the fishermen themselves, they are also divided. Then you do not know who is playing the cards. But let's hope, and the president has gone there, let's hope this aspect will be solved and the Namibian fish will really be able to benefit us, especially in the economy that is not, as it has been expected, because we cannot afford to lose out the revenue from fishing sector. Because what you should be concerned about is your top export commodities, what value they are bringing, who is holding it, who is the backbone of your economy. Because diamond has already showed that even if it's remaining the top four, five, it's still very weak. Uranium has disappeared in the top five in February. Let's hope that was a mistake. Let's hope that was a short term. Let's see what will happen in March. And that is also one of the things that we need to look at. When you look at page 5, half of a billion of GC27 switched. It is stated that the government through the central bank has managed to switch 563.1 million of the funds it owed through GC27 bond to other 12 long-term bonds into first switch auction of the year. Stated that this the year end on as a financial year end in March 2026, the government has borrowed 7.6 billion from investors through GC27 bond, set to reimburse this investment in October 2027. You need to borrow to manage your finance. But there is a saying from economists to say borrowing is not a problem. The problem is how to use the money you have borrowed. The problem is when you are reporting back. Because acquiring money is not a problem. And it's actually advice to say in business you must have debt and good debts that are there for progress. But if you borrow money, then you don't use it for the intended purpose. Then things are not going to work out. page 6. Velvicia application, postgraduate diploma in project management, higher education, diploma in business administration, master's, MBA. You want to become a CEO one day. You want to become a corporate leader. MBA are there. Go to Velvicia University. Want the master's of project management, master's of monitoring and evaluation, education. Yes, now at home. And make sure that you have that interest so that you become a valuable citizen, because can't just be an argument and we just have, because the world is now advancing to say you can't just have a certificate. You can't just have a diploma. Having it is a good thing, but you must have content and you must learn new things every day. And education sometimes is to upgrade your mind every day. Page 7 is to say Papkeves, FNB, or Rongo Cement, renew 1 million housing pledge. Read that by, Matias Angala. And also to look at, the article that is looking at, NACC investigate, joint venture model in tourism sector. And that is an article by Dwight Links. Get that content. We also have cyber compliance is not sufficient form of cyber security. Panelist. That is an article by HD. The International Cyber Security Conference in Namibia have started. And to say complying is not sufficient. You need to do more than compliance. You need to do more than compliance when it comes to that aspect, and that is one of the things to say. Cyber issue, something that everybody must understand. It's not something that is only for technical people, because if you look at the money that is costing this country, not even, because there was a time I asked somebody from Bank of Namibia to say, guys, do you have records of how much money was lost through cyber crimes? You know, we are going to provide that. Maybe we are still going to see it coming through, because it's a lot of money. There's a saying to say 90% of people who are scammed are not even reporting. 90% of people who are attacked by cyber, these hackers, they don't even say anything, which means that we have a big trouble. And it's destroying businesses, destroying personal lives, and many other aspects. Look at...
Eshi wataloka umekwe mbelo, taveli pulanga helipi, ngengo vamo no wewe ya kofikola no 10th gen iPad, ipopo ya dimo shipaket. Top score instant. Oyaita pwefindano talishambula, lo kushuna kofikola, mondo maeveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano. Opo uningo mfindani, wakamweko mo iPad, aveli vahetatu, ovo tavaka findanwa, ilo mano kavaucha kwa ipumbi wa fikola yungushu ya dola eo vilimwe dana mibia, oshipu nengono, lando kashako oko KG imwe, ele KKG dilimbali ko top score instant. Oku jamo fitola keshe moshilongo ashishe ndeto SMS oshicha instant totumu kombali oneveli batatu nombali efi afanueli otali kulmo milongo na tunali mwe amarija mondoma eveja vaino milongo mpali na hamano emangono malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa. Top score, a proud product of Namibi Mills.
Good morning.
Hey David, morning, how are you?
I'm good, are you?
Fine, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you for the interview. That was well thought of.
You like the interview or the interviewee?
Yeah, the content that came out there.
Uh-huh.
If I have to integrate it with what B360 is doing.
Yeah.
Namibia Crafting Work Road Graduate.
What is that? Is a project for means of information?
No. This is just a non-governmental organization.
Oh, okay.
But it's called B360.
Okay.
So this program is actually, according to the founder, Mr. Smith, is actually to ensure that the graduates are ready for the labor market. and they are actually preparing them to really get ready for interview, for example. And I have been participating in the, as a panel in interviews. And I've discovered that many of those good graduates who are coming to interviews. So many of the few things that they mess up is either, you know, the, you know, things that we can say, they are obvious things. And these ones actually make them even give up their career or discourage and things like that. And this program is about networking, actually. And so they are also now focusing, thinking that, saying that, yes, one of the barrier is in the region. So, and that is their focus now, to make sure that they bridge this gap. And they make sure that they prepare. And they, you know, the kind of assistance that they give is kind of mentorship, for internship, and they provide a good quality feedback, and they have actually produced a lot.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing for mentoring people for interview, and I always have an argument to say interview in Namibia currently, as we are speaking. Do we need? I'm not saying we don't need. I just want to bring about a controversial argument to say, if you have people who are trained to pass interviews very well, to be confident, to speak eloquently, and also to give points and convince panelists, but you only have two jobs within that constituency, I was still solving a problem.
And you only, so that's why they are, that is their focus, to make sure that many a times the jobs are there, and you know, this one is also a way of giving them some kind of skills, knowledge, those soft skills that can really propel them to get to ensure that more jobs are created within your constituency. And these are also kind of workshop, you know, where she was talking about not missing some kind of workshop or programs that you know that you can get, you know, benefit.
Indeed.
And these are some of the programs that many a times read how they are conducted, and they sound so, you know, complex. And these are the issues that really hinder the people, even the financial costs. So these are the issues that need to be considered, because how many people will travel for an interview or 2-3 position in in Windhoek?
But what I can tell you there. Let me say we have 3 positions in Windhoek, ne? For teachers, for example. Then you have 200 people who are shortlisted to come. Out of these 200 people, 50 of them, they went through a training of public speaking, training of how to pass interviews. At the end of the day, are you not going to get the same results? Just 3 people going to be
interviewed. This one concerns their dressings, how to sit on the chair, the way you are. I'm telling you, my brother.
No. I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm saying the problem is more than people winning interviews. The problem is expanding and also creating opportunities.
Exactly. We need to expand the programs that really take in people, the one that can really help them to become really entrepreneurs. Because become entrepreneurs.
Yeah, then we are talking.
And then, so now when you are an entrepreneur, you know already within your constituency that there are labor there.
Yeah, I hear you.
There are the factors of production.
I hear you.
So the people who are to do the work and create work are there within the consumers. What are the problems that are there?
Yeah.
What are the social challenges and economic challenges and all this that are there?
Yeah.
So you need to create, initiate some community development project within the community there. And the money should take the opportunity to where the people are. The opportunity including the money, including the, those any other access to, you know, whether it's networking, because networking in the rural area is a problem. So how do we people network now? Do they organize some kind of workshop or social evening at a certain church within their constituency or the schools?
We must use
those kind of platforms so much that are there.
We must also network at church. Let us not only go there for problems. Let's network at church also. Thank you.
Must incorporate those kind of issues.
Yeah, we must have breaks for networking. We can't just be.
Thank you, David, man. Yeah. I thought you were not going to accommodate us because after that time, although it was very well informed kind of conversation.
Yeah.
So please keep on doing that.
Thank you.
Welcome.
To say the network must go to church too. We cannot just go there and come out depressed talking about problems. We must also find solutions to say, after church, let's go network. How do you make business? Not only about who is doing what to who and all these things. Network after church. Network everywhere. Connect people to the right cause. Because it's not only about the networking for business, even for personal growth, for professional growth also. Because it's always good to find people who are better than you. And the fact of recognizing that there's somebody better than you, that is the beginning of wisdom. Because there's always this ego. You know, when we are growing up, I used to think I'm the only one in the world who can think. You know, when you are a child, you think everybody does not get you. And I think it's the nature of everybody to say, it's not only about you. And when you understand that it's not only about you, then that is a bigger part of things to say, no. It's not only about you and your world. So that's why you need to network. There is somebody who 3 times better than you or 25 times better than you. And advising you will make it very easier for you to navigate through in life. It's not only about professional. It can also be about life solutions. In your network, you should have a lawyer. You should have an accountant. You should have a business person, you should have an IT guy, and you should also have a drunkard village person who knows the secret of every land that is not occupied, so that you save yourself from a lot of things, because you must have everybody in that network, because people that you underestimate, who understand the environment, you must also be an ordinary person within your network who give you right information to say what are ordinary people saying, because being on top is quite dangerous to understand what is information on the ground are saying. You must always have that networking within the location. Who is giving you that information about your business too, and about also progress? So, looking at the Villager newspaper page 11, there is it's an article on Villager University again to look at hear from students themselves who have studied at Villager University, and also looking at an institution that embraces quality to say what are they saying about those who went to Velvicha University? How are they embracing the quality of Velvicha University? Page 12, hidden billions that could transform Africa agriculture is an opinionated article by Gauge Chen. It's an opinionated article. Get that. And so understand there is also an article on hunger aim for stars. This is an article that is also looking at Petrus Hanga. He's Namibia most promising young cyclist, and it's a very good thing that Namibians we are taking up that chance, especially at cycling, because and this just to put it in context to say, is rugby, is cycling, is swimming. That it was really not known to be a black culture thing. it was not known to be our sport, but you see that now people, even swimming, you see our ladies are getting involved. You see rugby, you see now, people are, now the races are combined, because that we know it's only football. If by then you ask me the rules of rugby, I will not tell you, but now I'm trying to understand. I just thought people were fighting, but it's one of the most interesting sport if you pay attention. Cricket, there's a lot of things I realized that I was not that bright when I went to a sport court. Then there's a lot of things apart from cricket, apart from tennis, there's squash, there's a lot of things. I said, no, let's go and play tennis. No, this is not tennis, this is another form. Then you realize that there's a lot of things to learn on that aspect. Youssef Namibia, page 14. You also have real good chicken, 199. That is your 4 kg. You have a Back Pro fat cake wheat. You have many other products. You have also Rice King. You get your 5 kg just at $100 Namibian. And you have a combo for 589, where you choose between the 10 kg Bokomo fat cook wheat flour. You also have maize meal champion 10 kg. Then you also add the nice rice there. Then you add marathon white sugar. Then you are sorted. And this will bring us to the end of our conversation, especially on this Friday. And take care of yourself. Make sure that you understand that there is power in networking, especially strategic networking. You network for good use. There are two kinds of networking. It's the same with, I was saying the other day to say, there are two forms of how you utilize nuclear. To say there is a debate in global diplomacy to say utilization of nuclear for friendly purposes and also for not friendly purposes. But there is a strategic networking for good use, and there is also networking just for the sake of collecting cards, but that is not what is you are advised to do. So leave you in the good hands of the big Mike in Ondangwa, who take over so that you'll be able to unpack the day. From me, David Shombe, bye bye. See you around, and sharp.